The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Welcome back, Pamela. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm in a kind of a room, room, zoom, zoom kind of mindset, right? Because we're talking about garages, and that's where you normally store your cars, and they make those kind of noises. So,
you know, there are people with really well-organized garages, and I really envy them.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the garage as a workshop, which is what a lot of people use it for. What are the essentials for that?
First of all, you need adequate workspace. So you want to figure a minimum area of about 10 feet long and 6 feet deep. You know, you want to think about where you want to position it, because you probably do want to be able to park a car in there too. But you need to think in terms of places for tools and supplies. You're going to need task as well as ambient lighting. Halogens and LEDs are great for overbench task lighting. LEDs are pricey, but last for up to 50,000 hours, so maybe worth the investment for you. Or there's ceiling-mounted fluorescent lights. A 2- or 4-bulb, 48-inch fluorescent fixture costs less than $50, so not expensive. You can create a basic workbench, cabinet, shelving, and add simple overhead lighting for less than $500.
And then there's storage. I store a lot of stuff in old coffee cans. Yes, I still have old coffee cans. Not that many people do anymore, you know, because they've got those little things that you use for the one cup things. You can't store much in those. So I suppose I can do better.
I think old coffee cans are actually a great idea. It's a great way to recycle them. But if you want to be fancier, you could go to a home improvement center and get lots of garage storage ideas and products. We have a great slideshow of storage ideas at houselogic.com/radio, including a really great do-it-yourself pegboard tool cart. We were talking before about saving space. So in this cart, tools are stored vertically on pegboard, and it's got wheels, so you can move it out of the way or wherever you need it to be very easily. Other ideas for storage solutions are the modular wall-mounted garage storage systems that let you configure shelves, bins, hooks, everything that you want. That's about $10 per square foot of wall space. Or, you know, you talked about the plastic bins and tubs. They're great for protecting tools, sandpaper, you know, all the manuals for all the tools. That way they're well protected from insects, rodents, dust, the kind of stuff you can't help but have sometimes in your garage. And a 10-gallon plastic tub with lid is as cheap as $8. So another good storage solution for the garage is old kitchen cabinets. So if you happen to be redoing your kitchen, you know, that's a great repurpose for your old cabinet. If not, you can look for them at salvage building material places. And, you know, that will be 50 to 75% cheaper than buying new cabinets.
Pamela Gerds-Kabaty from HouseLogic.com. For more on garage workshops and storage and conversions, go to HouseLogic.com/radio. And you can follow House Logic on Facebook, right?
You can. Vroom, vroom, zoom, zoom. There you go.
There she goes, Pamela Gerds-Kabaty. Thanks, Pamela. Talk to you next week.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.